Coaches Brian Flores and this league, they're not winning games. They're struggling. Offensive coaches, and we don't even know if they're good coaches, Cliff Kingsbury, are crushing. And here's the 16 lowest scoring teams in the NFL. These are the worst offenses in the NFL. One has a winning record. Mike Tomlin of Pittsburgh. Now think about that. One of the 16 lowest scoring teams has a winning record. Why? Because he holds himself accountable, because he builds great defenses. If you look at the last three wins for them, in all of those games, they have just made a play on the defensive side of the field to win a game that was ugly. In fact, they only win one way now in Pittsburgh, ugly. But they win, and they keep winning. And that's Mike Tomlin. By the way, Sean Payton getting all the credit this morning. Oh my God, Trevor Siemian. Well, why can't you give the defensive coach credit when he keeps winning the exact same way every week with a great defensive play lane? They just make a play in big games. They got one running back they trust, Najee Harris. He gets all the carries. They got two receivers, Claypool and Johnson they like, and they had literally one great offensive play yesterday. Their tight end, the rookie out of Penn State, made a great catch. And they won on the road against a very good roster. Tomlin gets credit. He always holds himself accountable. He's blunt. He's to the point. Here's what he said after. This is so Mike Tomlin hurts.
Everybody just played a selfless game. You know, they put the collective in front of personal agendas, man, and we fought. And that's the only way you get out of those environments, particularly with some of the adversity that we face today, some of which was created by us, some of which was created by me. You know, the fake field goal, man, was a bad call because we poorly executed it. And so I take responsibility for that. I appreciate the guys back to my play and fighting for 60 minutes and delivering victory and making it a side note.
That's coaching. In this era, when you cannot score and you have a winning record, gotta give coach. We're getting Sean Payton credit today. Remember, Sean Payton's one of those names Mike Tomlin brought up a week ago. We're gonna give Payton all the credit for winning without Jameis. Well, you keep winning the exact same way and can't score. And again, Mike Tomlin doesn't get the say on that. That's Kevin Cole. The front office in Pittsburgh does all the drafting. And for the record, mostly does it well. If you're a Steeler fan today, you've got to feel good for two reasons. Number one, your offensive line, I thought yesterday actually played pretty well. It's young, it's rebuilding. I thought the Steelers' O-line yesterday opened some holes for Najee Harris. Here's the second thing. I was just talking to Trent Dilfer about this. To be a championship team, you need old guys who are eroding to pop and young guys that you wouldn't think you'd get much from to pop. Very interesting watching the Cowboys. So Zeke, we thought was eroding. He had the best run maybe in the league yesterday. Randy Gregory, who I gave up on years ago, is now completely disrupted. Trayvon Diggs, second year maybe the league's best corner. Micah Parsons is virtually unblockable, arguably the best rookie in the league. Amari Cooper now is ninth in touchdowns. CeeDee Lamb is top 10, I think, in yards. You got rookies popping. Cedric Wilson's a sixth rounder, has become a playmaker. This is what a championship team looks like. Every single unit, there's a star somewhere in it. And you're getting stuff from six rounders, and I thought Zeke was done. I'm like, okay, three straight years. I mean, this is why Green Bay drafted a quarterback, because Aaron had this slight decline. Zeke's was much more obvious. He did not have juice. So every unit has a playmaker. Linebackers got Micah Parsons, secondary Trayvon Diggs, receiver you got Amari Cooper, CeeDee Lamb, and Cedric Wilson. What's great for the Cowboys is their best pure pass rusher, DeMarcus Lawrence, hasn't stepped on the field. Michael Gallup, probably their fastest straight line receiver, is done on the field. They've got their tight ends now are getting a ton of work. You know, you do need to be a Super Bowl team, you need unexpected production. You can't plan all this stuff. You're just going to have injuries. You're going to have guys not play well. Actually, what's interesting is their offensive line now is one of the few things I question, which is it's going to go down as one of the great offensive lines in the last 20 years. Tyron Smith was in the tent yesterday. He's hurt. Connor McWilliams is not great. Terrence Steele, right tackle, has been a huge – he's another guy. Terrence Steele's playing at a Pro Bowl level right tackle. Nobody expected that. So it's good for the Dallas Cowboys. By the way, I want to do this one more time. I have the